Well, yeah, look, as we do always suffer from an overcrowded ED due to capacity issues, but I suppose it is very unseasonably high because usually the rates of seasonal illnesses are lower at this time of year due to the school holidays and the weather. But I think there probably is an increase in respiratory viruses and perhaps COVID with the recent warm weather. And the recent bout of warm weather could cause other illnesses in terms of dehydration and things like that. So it is very important that people drink plenty of water and try and keep cool. But also summer-related illnesses, you know, the outdoor activities and things like that that occur. And I suppose underneath all of that, if you do have any type of surge in any geographical area that we're possibly undergoing at the moment, in terms of a spread of a certain virus, perhaps, we are, underneath all of that, we have an ongoing shortage of step-down beds, of community care hours, and that often means that people who could be taken care of at home may end up having to be admitted to the hospital, and, you know, it stops the patient flow in terms of people finding, you know, community care beds. So behind all of that is that secondary problem that's ongoing all the time, so therefore the ED doesn't have the capacity to manage a surge when it's always operating at bed capacity of up and over 90% of bed capacities. So that's what happens. So I suppose the staff really there are working under extreme pressure when you think there's 49 people waiting there in the ED. So I suppose a short-term thing would be to advise people to use their GPs in the first instance, especially holiday makers, to call Care Doc. And I suppose the other thing too, to remind people that there is that injury unit in Roscommon Hospital, and people do get seen very quickly there for that minor injury unit if they do have falls, minor falls, etc. That might be the best place to actually go to. And I suppose the long-term solution, Catherine, is that we do need to increase our capacity, our community care hours. I do know from representations made to me that, you know, people do need extra care hours and are on waiting lists for that. So we do need extra care hours and community beds. And, of course, when we do get that new building, that will also, with the 40 beds there, that will take some pressure off. But in the meantime, I suppose there is a surge, and it's just the ability to manage surges. It's particularly unusual at this time of year, and it could be weather related in terms of spread of viruses. So people who are suffering with, you know, the colds and some of the symptoms of COVID should isolate in order to reduce spread. So, you know, but it is very difficult for those working in the ED right now, and for those who need urgent care to have to wait for those extended periods of time.
And are the unseasonably high numbers a cause of concern as it relates to looking ahead to the notorious winter months?
Yes, they are. They are, really. And I suppose that's why any chance we can get to reduce waiting lists, to increase the patient flow, such as it just shows the acute needs that we do need a surgical hub. We do need those beds, and they're currently being built, which is great, and that's progress. But we also need the multi-service block. All of these increases capacity. And once we can increase capacity, we reduce what we're currently working off, which is unsustainable, which is that 90% and over, often 100% bed capacity, where every bed in the hospital is being occupied. And that leaves no capacity for an ED. It's the bottleneck at the front of the hospital where there isn't any place then to admit patients. So yes, when you have any surge like this, while this is uncommonly seasonal surge, due to maybe a myriad of issues in terms of the weather and in terms of maybe extra tourists and in terms of maybe a surge of a particular virus or strain or COVID, But we just don't have the bed capacity there to handle surges. And it does. It's a stark warning for the winter surge that is always, which is predictable. There's always a predictable surge in January and February and those winter months, and sometimes even November. So, we do need to highlight, and I suppose it really is something that I would like our public representatives at all level to highlight the need here in Sligo University Hospital for both our surgical hub and our multi-service block, because they're the long-term solutions, because you'll always have surges and EDs need to be able to handle surges. And it's, you know, 49 people is just, and being the third busiest hospital across the whole country shows that we have an issue here in Sligo University Hospital in terms of investment and in terms of capital investment and resource investment and community investment too in terms of the care hours.